Daniel Müller-Schott, echt een wonderkind uit Duitsland, won op zijn 15e het Tchaikovsky-concours in Moskou. Heeft sindsdien natuurlijk met alle grote orkesten in de wereld opgetreden. En in het bijzonder heeft hij een band met Anne-Sophie Mutter, die hem in gelegenheid stelde een jaar te studeren, ook bij Rostropovich. 1976 geboren, dus een snelle rekensom leert dat hij 40 jaar oud is, nog steeds heel erg jong. En hij is in aantocht. Ik zie hem hier aankomen. Daniel, good evening.
Hey, good
please
to see
sit
you.
Down.
Thank you. Nice water here. That's
Daniel
nice.
Müller-Schott. Yeah, please take a sip of water.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I need it.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and thank you very much for your Debussy.
Thank you. Thank you.
It must be a piece that is on your repertoire for a long time already.
Yes, but of course I never played it with anything else than the piano. So it's something very new and lots of different colors that you can listen to in the orchestra. Lots of dialogues going on, so it's exciting.
Can you describe the difference between playing this piece with a pianist and playing it with a string orchestra?
Well, everything is more condensed with the piano, and of course, since the keys are very narrow together, you can imagine the musicians sitting far from each other, you know, make a totally, the architecture gets completely different. So you also have to change your playing, and, just being a chamber musician, you turn into the soloist, communicating with the orchestra. So I think that's the main difference.
Mm-hmm. Timing must also be a completely different thing.
Yes, exactly.
Because on the piano, the attack is very,
exactly,
that's very fast.
Yeah, so the timing is, of course, much wider in many ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you also feel like a conductor somehow? Because
I actually feel wonderful without conductors and with an orchestra, I must say, because it's part of, you know, the feeling of being a soloist, but also being integrated in a group of wonderful musicians. And that gives, a wonderful mixture of energy, mm-hmm. So exchanging energies. And this is what I think music making is about.
Yeah. After the intermission, you will end the concert with a piece by Olli Mustonen, mm-hmm. a sonata for cello and piano again,
yes.
Arranged yeah. for a string orchestra and piano.
Yes.
And it was written especially for you, right?
Yes,
in 2006.
That's right. Yes, we premiered it 10 years ago. Yeah.
What was the occasion for him to write it for you?
I think Olli has worked with many cellists for all his life, and he loved cello as a string instrument, so I think he was thinking a long time to write something for the cello, and I played a few concerts before, and we were discussing the idea, and of course I was very fortunate and very happy that he came up with a cello sonata and asking me to try it at first, and then premiering it 10 years ago. So I think his writing for string instruments is very, very beautiful and very special for the instrument. It fits the cello very well.
Okay. So you were very much involved in the process of writing the piece.
Yes, I was meeting him and we were discussing some things. He was also sending me, you know, the handwriting, mm-hmm. even before it was printed. And so there was a wonderful exchange. And with him, it's always, you know, very communicative. He can always talk because we are just good friends.
What can you tell us about the piece? Because
well,
I was not able to find a lot of information.
Yes,
about it.
It's a four-movement piece, and each movement has its own character. The first movement is something that I think describes the atmosphere of a Finnish landscape that Olli lives basically outside Helsinki, and you can feel that there's a very beautiful, lyrical, far away sounding voice, and almost like, you know, water that you can hear from far away. Mm-hmm. And so it's very introspective, the first movement. The second movement is more, a little more joyful, and with a middle section which is incredibly virtuosic, very dramatic also. The third movement is very rhythmical, like with jazz rhythms, and also very tricky to play. Mm-hmm. And the fourth movement is again closing with what we heard In the beginning, from the first movement, very lyrical singing, but then it has a great climax in the end. It just builds up the energy a lot, and it ends quite extroverted and very dramatically.
Okay. I guess you've played it many times.
I played it a few times, yeah, never with orchestras.
So but never again tonight for the first time.
Another premiere.
But what do you do in rehearsals when you... Probably it's a piece the orchestra doesn't know as well. What do the rehearsals look like?
We were actually rehearsing more than I ever rehearsed. So we spent 2 days on this piece, and it was great that Olli was there and could also describe something about the music. So it was just different than, you know, usually you go as a soloist, I go to an orchestra, I have one rehearsal, the dress rehearsal, and then the concert. Mm-hmm. And here it was a luxury to have 2 days and the dress rehearsal, and now we see what comes next.
When you play such a piece in 2006, and when you played in 2016, 10 years later, I can imagine that your view on the music changes. Does Mustonen's view on his own piece also changes in 10 years' time?
I think so. I think he also... of course, everyone changes as a person, so I think... that just...
But did he mention things during the rehearsal with the orchestra that were different from 10 years ago?
Yes, he even changed some little details. So, I mean, that is also something beautiful for me to see that, you know, music is so much part of life. And nothing is set in stone. You always have to rethink music and bring it back to life. And that, makes it just, you know, very spontaneous and wonderful.
Good. Well, you can finish your apple now.
Thank you. I will. And
thank you very much
to meet
for
you
being
and enjoy the sonata.
Thank you. Toi toi for the second half. Daniel Mulushot. Hij vertelde over zijn samenwerking met Olli Mustonen. 10 jaar geleden bracht hij de sonate voor cello en piano van Mustonen in première, die speciaal voor hem geschreven werd. Ondertussen deelt hij nu een handtekening uit aan een hele jonge fan. Wat ik heel interessant vind is dat ook de visie van Mustonen zelf op zijn eigen stuk na 10 jaar ontwikkeld is. En dat hij zelfs wat kleine dingen heeft aangepast nog. Nu zit hij vanavond met strijkorkest gaan spelen in plaats van in de combinatie cello en piano. Aardige vent, Daniel Mulushot, fantastische cellist. En na de pauze gaan we hem nog eens horen. Hier horen we de componist van het stuk dat hij gaat spelen, Olli Mustonen zelf, in muziek weer van Jean Sibelius.